According to a complaint filed to the Arkansas Department of Education, a public charter school management corporation that operates several campuses in Arkansas, teaches creationism. Responsive Education Solutions, based in Texas, denies this allegation. The State Department of Education is quietly reviewing the matter. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the controversy raises questions regarding charter authorization in Arkansas.
On February 10th, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, a nonprofit watchdog group in Washington, D.C., filed a complaint to the Arkansas Department of Education claiming that Responsive Education Solutions' science curriculum aggressively undermines the theory of evolution and promotes creationism. Also referred to as intelligent design, creationism espouses a biblical view that Earth, including humans, were created by God 6,000 years ago, that we and all of life did not evolve over a 4.5 billion year span. Americans United staff attorney Ian Smith.
Within the first three pages, on pages 2 and 3, they say that evolution is an unproved theory that has been elevated to the level of dogma. They say that it was a theory that was thought up by scientists who didn't believe in God so that they didn't have to resort to God to explain how life began, right? The federal courts have said you can't teach creationism in science classes.
Responsive Education Solutions, Responsive Ed for short, operates 65 campuses across Texas and is getting a purchase on Arkansas. A half dozen charter firms run 34 public charter schools across the state. Two Responsive Ed schools include a high school campus in Little Rock and the newly opened Northwest Arkansas Classical Academy in Bentonville. We requested an academy tour with the headmaster and an interview about the curriculum controversy, but was told to contact corporate headquarters in Texas. Spokesperson Griff Griffin declined to talk on tape. Instead, he furnished documents issued from Responsive Ed CEO Chuck Cook. In a letter written to the Arkansas Department of Education, Cook says their lessons are constitutionally acceptable as written and that creationism is mentioned only in passing 6 times. Americans United for Church and State staff attorney Ian Smith says it's just a ploy.
They'll give the kids the information, but then they poke at it. It's that positioning of it as the alternative to evolution right after you get done bashing evolution.
Responsive Ed has pulled the culprit curriculum. The Arkansas Department of Education, which declined commenting on tape for this report, has issued a response to Americans United saying public charters like regular public schools must comply with the state board's curriculum frameworks. 3 members of the State Board of Education also would not talk on record. And when queried, charter experts at the highest level, the U.S. Department of Education, said it was a state matter. They will, however, be monitoring the situation. University of Arkansas Education Policy Professor Dr. Gary Ritter researches charter efficacy. He says public charter school applicants in Arkansas must first pass through the state's new charter authorizing panel.
This board works at the Arkansas Department of Education, and high-level administrators at the ADE serve on this board. They include Tom Kimbrell, the Commissioner of Education, and some associate commissioners. I think that's what they're called. Megan Watonsky, John Hoy, Karen Walters Cushman, a couple others. These are people who've worked in schools most of their lives, worked in districts. They've managed districts. They understand how schools operate.
Up until last year, the State Board of Education reviewed charter applicants.
The feeling is different. The questions now are more about how a school gets run. How are these potential school leaders going to balance the books? What curriculum strategies are they going to use? How are they going to make sure there's transportation for the students? These types of questions, to me, appear to be more professional and more related to the day-to-day educational operations of the school.
Gary Ritter says the charter authorization process is rigorous but not exhaustive.
The charter authorizing panel doesn't go through every single piece of curriculum that the school is going to teach in K through 12 for all of its students and all of its years. So they ask lots of questions about what general curriculum guidelines they're going to use, maybe what textbook series they're going to use. But I don't believe they go through every single page of curriculum. In the same way, no one at the state goes through every single page of curriculum that will be delivered at every traditional public school.
And it's not just charters advancing creationism. The American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas recently accused a Little Rock School District middle school for instructing students that evolution is fallible. William F. McComas, a professor of science education, curriculum, and instruction at the University of Arkansas, says, like it or not, creationism is commonly taught by rogue teachers across America.
It turns out that perhaps as many as a third of all biology teachers nationally, it may be that number may be somewhat higher regionally, but about a third nationally either don't teach evolution, which is bad enough, or they minimize it. That, again, that's bad enough. But a great number of those folks will actually actively talk against evolution as the foundation for biology, the science of biology. And I find that extraordinarily troubling.
And Professor McComas says certain instructors with a fundamentalist Christian perspective are compelled to teach creationism.
The notion of choice becomes the sort of wedge that creationists tend to employ, stating, well, you know, shouldn't we give students all sides of the argument and then let them choose? And yet ultimately we want students to reject evolution for some rather dubious reasons. So I think in a nutshell that pretty much sums up the creationist strategy.
And while school districts are responsible for making sure curriculum standards are correctly taught, public charters must also be held equally accountable.
My understanding, both as an educator and as a taxpayer, is that if a school is receiving public money for the services that they're providing to students, even if it's in a charter situation, they are obligated to a best standards approach to the teaching of science, and a best standards approach would most certainly include evolution and would most certainly exclude metaphysical notions like creationism.
An examination of Responsive Ed's 2013 financials showed the firm took in more than $92 million in state and federal public school revenue. And now, covert creationist instructors will have to reckon with next generation, new national public education science standards, which of course teaches evolution. In the end, what Professor William McComas argues is that perhaps it's time for intelligent design adherents to embrace evolution as genesis.
To me, that is the compromise, if a compromise is even necessary. I just don't think that evolution, as the guiding principle of the life sciences, is a threat to anyone who understands what it is. So people who choose to reject the reality of evolution do so in the face of extremely powerful evidence. And I just don't understand why. I don't understand why people would choose to ignore this line of thinking, this line of evidence that extends back, you know, more than a century. There is no doubt that evolution has occurred.
Responsive Ed's charter will come up for review before the Arkansas Charter Authorizing Panel over the next several years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.